Earth and Sky.
Andy Jarvis has been using computer models to study how climate change will affect the world's 50 most important crops. Jarvis spoke with Earth Sky from his office at the International Center for Tropical Agriculture in Colombia. He said that previous studies have focused primarily on just wheat, corn, and rice.
Food security on a global level depends on a lot more than those three big crops. You know, you've got things like barley, sorghum, soybean, things like sugarcane. Here in Latin America, you've got coffee, for example.
Jarvis is a geographer. He's been using data on rainfall, growing season, and temperature, plus existing climate models, to figure out which crops will grow where as climate change progresses in this century. He spoke, for example, about Africa's Sahel region.
These are some of the hottest areas of the world, and so they lose a lot of options. And they're almost, what our models are showing, is almost left really with just the option of growing millets, which is, it's used as an animal feed.
He said elsewhere in Africa, increased rainfall might allow cash crops like tea and strawberries, and he reminded us that the impacts of climate change are likely to vary around the globe. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.